Well, anyway, there's a man that man that I happen to love dearly, and his name is Bo Dietl. And he's a hero cop, a great actor. He's been a loyal friend for many, many years, and he's done he's saved me on several different occasions, and I love this man as much as I can love anybody, and here he is in studio. The great former NYPD cop, Bo Dietl. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning, and I'm here in studio to say hello to you and tell you you're going to be better. And
my
that's
man.
It. My prayers man. And everybody's prayers, that's it. And I want you to be the tough guy that I know. If I got to fight this other guy over here because I heard him talking down to me, I'll fight him for you, okay? I may be a little older than him. He might be pumping all that iron. But you know what it is? Ballsitation. You got to have the ballsitation.
That's right.
Otherwise, all those muscles don't mean nothing. And I think you proved it when you knocked him on his butt at the pier.
Will
remember?
You stop? That was 19 years ago.
I still put my money on.
He's a tough
fighter.
Guy. He's a tough guy. And yeah. I would even now, as sick as he is, he'd probably kick my ass. He certainly would. But I was getting on you because you're friends with Eric Adams. You have time and time again on this show said, listen, I spoke to Eric. He understands. And I've got four in the last week and a half where he doesn't understand anything. So tell me why I should continue to believe this guy's good. And I don't want to hear he's better than de Blasio. So what? He's going to save this city?
Okay, listen to me. I am not going to eat. What do you call that? Eat when you have
crow.
To eat some crow.
Eat crow.
I'm not going to eat crow. I'm not going to eat no birds.
Not
I'm not going to do nothing.
You
like
will
that.
Eventually.
All I can say is this. You are starting to sound like things are not happening properly. But remember, how long has he been in office? 2 weeks?
3 weeks. Crime is up, by the way.
3 weeks. He's been in office 3 weeks. Hopefully, because, you know, I've been running a business for 38 years. It's all about using resources. And the reality is what's out in the subways, and I gotta tell you right now, there's a way of combating this, and they have to use all efforts to combat it. One, we have the mental illness. That idiot that threw that poor lady in front of the train, this guy is a psychopath. We're worrying about, there was incidents that happened. People hired me. A homeless guy had 15 foot of garbage by 15 wide, all garbage, urine and pails and everything, and the police could not remove him. The police could not do anything because they have rights. And the garbage that he had out front, garbage, urine in bags, you couldn't bring sanitation to remove it. These are the stupid laws with this stupid city council. And in reality, we have to now come before this city council, and this mayor has to get strong with the mentally ill, because a lot of this crime, it really are mentally ill people. There's two aspects of crime. You got the little punks, these little gang members, about 3,000-4,000. We round them up, you'll see the shootings go away. Then we got to deal with the mental illness like we were supposed to when you had Charlene, whatever hell her name was. She spent $1 billion mm-hmm. and did nothing. But we got to get bills passed in the city council. When someone is mentally ill, hey, you want to know something? You've got to go over their rights and protect them. And they're mentally ill. You got to protect them. You got to be able to pick them up. Right now, the cops cannot deal with mentally ill. One, take the garbage away. Two is they can't do anything until they commit a crime. And if you're going to incarcerate someone who commits a crime and they're mentally ill, you're doing nothing. Until we deal with this, this is the biggest problem of all your crime on the subways are mentally ill. I'll say it right now, 85%. I have a friend's daughter is going to be an intern, and I believe she's going to be an intern over here. And I told her, please do not let her take a subway. Take an Uber. And I'm saying right now, and if Eric's listening to me, we've got a real problem. And it's not, what's that word he used? Precipitation?
Perception.
That
perception.
Thing too. Yeah. All I can say is not perception, because the reality is these mentally ill people are on all the subways, and they're converting that into crime. And for some reason, we haven't dealt with the real problem of mental illness. And if we have to forcefully take them off the street, that's what has to be done to protect them.
Well, listen,
where the hell are the rights of the people?
What you just said is 1,000% true. It's accurate. It's brilliant. It's all true. All I'm saying is, if Bill de Blasio, the day after some Asian lady was pushed on the train and murdered, said what Eric Adams said, you would have come in this morning and been like, did you hear that moron? But for some reason, because Eric Adams is the new boy and the new guy in town, you're kind of giving him the benefit and saying, well, the bigger problem is this. I understand what the bigger problem is, but he needs to be pissed off, not say that us New Yorkers, we're not getting it.
Good. I run a business. I hate politics. I ran for the stupid mayor when they reelected the idiot de Blasio. My point is this. There are solutions, but the only way that you can use solutions is you have to be proactive with the mentally ill. That will end 80% of your crime on the subway. Then we go after the gang members, and that's going to be another big percentage. Get the gun-carrying punks off the street, and let's stop the bullcrap. Look, I have a very successful business. I've been in business 38 years. I really don't want to go back into city politics. But I'm telling you, there's a little voice. If Eric wants to listen to me, I don't care about all these other people. I think there's an answer to this, and the answer has to come through this city council to realize what mental illness is, to realize what these gangbangers are all about carrying guns. Let's get to the root of the problem, and let's cure it. That's very simple.
And let's not stop, with this this compassionate type of sentiment when we're talking about violent mentally ill.
Yes.
We have to prioritize the rights of hardworking, innocent victims like this 40-year-old Asian woman over the rights of we have to treat the mentally ill. No, this guy was beyond the point of any return. What he should be euthanized, this person. What he did to that woman, he's gone. He's dead. So what you're saying, Bo Dietl, is that we have to institutionalize these homeless people.
Absolutely. And let's stop covering it and all that. Like I said, people living on Fifth Avenue called me up with this homeless guy. We couldn't do anything. Garbage. We couldn't remove it. It's his property. Well, what about the people that are living there paying and they're being threatened by this guy? He had a knife or something. And we went over there. What we did was we went over there about 6 in the morning. He was sleeping across the street. I got a U-Haul truck. I took all the crap out of it. Oh, I committed a crime, I think, by taking his property. And I threw to the dumps. My point is, we're protecting the mentally ill, but we're not protecting the people. Your people that are traveling on our subways, crime is down because no one's on a damn train.
Right.
Nobody's on the train.
And it's still not down. I got to tell you something else. Not violent. No, nobody dies. But, and this is another reason why I'm getting out of the city. I can't walk two blocks. And I live in a very nice area, Upper West Side. Bo and Bernie. I can't walk two blocks without having dog crap splattered all over the sidewalk. I don't understand.
Don't even go with the dogs.
No, I'm being serious. It's
dog
disgusting.
Lovers hate me.
I love dogs too. But
you like the dog licking your face?
No.
You ever see what a dog licks? And then these people.
It's disgusting.
Let the dog stay in a friggin' zoo. Don't be crapping all over my streets. You want to see a dog, go to the zoo. Leave me alone with these dogs.
Or at least if you're going to have a dog, live in suburbia. You can't be walking a dog in the streets in New York City. It makes all over the place.
Margot gets mad at me because she has a big dog, and the thing comes and starts licking me. I said, keep the damn thing away from me. He was just licking the butt of another dog, and now you want to lick me?
Or he's got his nose in your crotch, and the owner's telling you, oh, don't worry, he's a friendly dog.
Yeah.
Well, get his damn nose out of my crotch.
All I say to people is, just watch what a dog does. And then they go where another dog makes poo-poo, and they're licking, and you kiss them. You kiss him on the mouth. You got a dog?
No, it died. No, my dog died.
Well,
I had dogs.
Dogs are nice. Here, I'm going to get some outrage. Dogs are nice.
No, I love dogs.
They should be in the zoo. You want to go see an animal? Go to the zoo.
No,
leave
just
me alone.
Go to suburbia.
Keep me away from them. I don't want a dog. Guy tells me, Bo, I want to stay at your house in the Hamptons. I got two dogs. I said, do me a favor. You go put them in a kennel, put them somewhere. You're not coming into my house with two freaking dogs.
No way.
Oak floor, scratching them up, poo-pooing, pee-peeing on my floors. You're not coming to my house.
Right.
Go somewhere else. Leave your dogs in a zoo.
Listen, I get my elevator in my building. The elevator smells like dog. Now, look, there are dog parks, a Central Park. If you take your dog out there, that's great. But you know how many people live in the city where the poor dog sits in the apartment all day long, he gets walked two or three times a day, and then they crap all over the street.
Or cats. How about being in a small apartment with like 20 cats? What could that smell like?
And it
small
ain't,
apartment, it, 20 cats.
It ain't pleasant for the cats and dogs themselves.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just horrible.
All I know is, to go back to the initial thing, Eric Adams, if you're listening, we've got it all out. And I tell you the honest truth, I would think about designing a master plan. And I'll go before city council and I'll testify because nobody has gone through what I did in the 70s and 80s. Well, there's a lot of guys that did it. But I mean, that what we remember what was happening there. There is a way to combat this crime problem, and you have to deal with the real problems. Like I said, it's a two-ditch effort. It's the mentally ill, dealing with them, taking them off the street, if need be, forcibly. That's what it has to be. Number two is the gangbangers out there with all the shootings and all the guns. We got to get – there's about 3,000-4,000 of them. You take them off the street – you won't have any more shootings. These are the things we have to do. Let's stop worrying about the mentally ill's rights. Let's start worrying about the people like that poor Asian woman that was minding her own business and gets pushed in front of a train.
That's your perception.
40 years old.
That's your perception.
It just kills me.
It didn't happen.
And we're worrying about the mentally ill. And you want to know something? This guy doesn't even know where he is.
By the way, same with the they're going to hold a wake today for the girl who worked in Burger King.
Oh, my God.
The Latino girl.
That's where I went last week. I told you. I went up there to get Kentucky Fried Chicken last week.
You told me, but he was out.
Bernie, you were out, so I went, took a drive. That's my old stomping grounds, the 2-5 up there. And I went by there. There was a lot of people there. And then I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, 106th Street, 2nd Avenue. I went out there. There was a couple of gang guys outside. They're looking at me. I pull up there with my Mercedes. They're looking at me, clocking my watch and everything. I walked out. I put my gun in my coat. I thought I was going to have to take my gun out to get back to my car. Kentucky Fried Chicken was going to cost me a little bit of...
But by the way, how do you expect Mr. Adams and his police force to arrest these gang members if, in fact, as far as I know, he hasn't taken it back, he endorses a DA named Alvin Bragg that won't keep these guys in jail unless they shoot somebody? Has he taken that back yet, Eric Adams?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I said it, and I'll say it to him again. This could be his Waterloo. If he doesn't deal with this friggin' Bragg guy and deal with him and say, look, not in my city, it ain't going to happen. We have a real problem with crime. People are fearful. People are moving out. Then when I hear on the report this morning about the billionaires. In the last 2 years, all these multi-billionaires went from $700 billion to $1.5 trillion. They doubled their value. You know what? I'm for a billionaire tax. They should pay 80% of their profits. This is too much. I may become a socialist. I may become a left winger.
Katsimatidis is a billionaire. Quiet.
Oh, well,
you're on his station.
Anyway.
We can make exceptions.
I'm talking about the super billionaires, all right? If you're worth more than $10 billion, then you pay taxes.
You pay your damn taxes, right? No, that is gross itself. Yeah, Eric Adams, he's got a lot. He's got a lot to amend for right now. I mean, he's not off to a great start.
All I know is he's got a lot of issues, and I think the most number one issue is the crime problem, and with that comes part and parcel with the mentally ill. And we got to deal with the mental ill problem. And you know, we have places all over. You know, we worry about housing for homeless. Let's worry about the majority. There's a lot of people who are homeless. Probably 70% of the homeless are mentally ill. And we got to help them. We have to have places for them to go. But by staying on the subway and sleeping on the subway and then all of a sudden attacking people, it's not going right.
Desperate times calls for desperate measures. We need that right now to protect the innocent, like that 40-year-old Asian lady.
And you know what? People are moving out. Everybody I talked to, including Sid, wants to move out.
I'm out.
I mean, in reality, people are moving out of this great city. We have to save this city. And if Eric wants to listen to me, Eric Adams, our mayor, if he wants to listen, I got a great plan. And I'll testify before city council, not as a cop, but as a New York City businessman, 38 years, what's going on? Everyone's bailing out, and that's the way it is. And you can't deal with homeless, have rights. But where are the rights of that beautiful Asian woman that got pushed in front of that train? Where is her rights?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well said, Bo Dietl. Yeah, hopefully Eric Adams takes him up on it and puts him on some, I don't know, some committee, does something. Take Bo Dietl, take this guy who knows more about the city than anybody,
and by the way,
and take advantage of it.
Give Bill Bratton a call, too. Call Rudy Giuliani.
Somebody.
You want to call Bloomberg? You want to call...
Well, he doesn't like what
you call Big Bird.
De Blasio? No.
Yeah, but we should call... You know what we should call? We should call about the United States Attorney to investigate De Blasio and his wife.
Wait a second.
Where did that billion go?
Eric Adams still talks to Bill De Blasio. And by the way, he badmouthed Rudy Giuliani not that long ago and said that when Rudy ran the city, his policies were racist, and that's why Eric Adams wanted to bring us back to the David Dinkins days. I don't forget this stuff. I mean, this is incredibly crazy
you
stuff.
You know, Sid, I hate to say it, but you're writing a lot of ass.
You got a point there.
What do you want me to? What do you want me to do, Sid? All right, I bet on the horse. The horse won. The horse has a lame leg. I don't know.
No, no. I want Eric Adams to take advantage of what you're offering.
Well, he's our mayor right now.
Yes.
Let's hope that he understands the people's outrage. And you know what? He's a very smart guy. And he's a very smart man. He has to realize he is the leader. He's the one that makes us feel safe or not safe.
We have to declare the equivalent of martial law.
Absolutely.
In this city and fix everything. We have to just do it and do it virtually overnight. We have to lay down a gauntlet. We have to put all hands on deck, institutionalize these people, get the guns off the street. No matter what you have to do, the anti-crime units have to be very aggressive. This is, again, desperate times, martial law, the equivalent of some sort of city martial law, municipal martial law, I think would be appropriate right now.
You know, and again, who are the victims? The victims are the people of New York City, and the victims are moving out of New York City. And I will try and get in communications with our mayor, and I will tell him how I feel and how everybody feels in New York. It's in your hands. It's not my hands.
That's it.
Well, right now it's in your hands. You got to get to him and get his ear, Bo.
Right, which you can do.
I'm gonna. Yeah. Now you know I don't stop for words.
No, you don't. I'm gonna tell you something.
What's going on is crazy, and people are scared. And I just gave you an example. I told my friend whose daughter's going to work in New York.
Yep.
Please do not let her go on the
show. No. You're right.
Hey,
listen,
Bo. All the love.
All the love. Yes.
Love you, and you get better there, young man.
You know that.
We got stuff to do. Okay.
Thanks. To you, I'm on the way. Thank you.
Yeah, bro. I love you.
We love you too. That was a great appearance by Bo Dietl, and you could check his Instagram on Friday morning. Eric Adams will be at Rayo's, I promise you, on Thursday night.